You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Crony Cabaret. My name's Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Isabel Iannelli from The Rose Tattoo on Broadway and the upcoming In the Heights movies here. Ali Kiesel from A Christmas Story Live on Fox and the Christmas Story Broadway National Tour is here. I also have a very special hashtag Sing with Josh featuring the incredible Greg Baldwin from Avatar The Last Airbender, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. Times now are pretty tough for America, with businesses shuttered, schools are either virtual or using hybrid models, and Broadway is closed, just to name a few things. Desperate times call for desperate measures and thinking outside of the box. For example, a circus in Germany that's been closed due to the pandemic is now selling jars of lion poop for gardening. Yes, you heard that right. Guests can go into the pop-up shop during special hours or even order what they're calling Mr. Poo online. That's definitely making the most out of a sh** situation. An aquarium in North Carolina has crafted a different way to care for their animals without financial support from visitors. They drained a wishing waterfall fountain to cash in on about 100 gallons of 14 years' worth of tossed coins. So, if your wish was to care for animals, it was definitely granted. This pause has definitely resulted in people finding creative ways to make ends meet. It's also given us time to focus on self-exploration. I hope that despite it all, everyone has time to remember that they are perfect just the way they are.
Oh, her eyes make the stars look like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. She won't believe me, and it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay, I say, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change, 'cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, stares for a while, 'cause girl, you're amazing just the way you are. Yeah, I know, I can watch her all day if she'd let me. Her laugh, she hates, but I think it's so funny. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay. You'll know I'll say, when I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change, 'cause you're amazing just the way you are. And when you smile, stares for a while, 'cause girl, you're amazing just the way you are. Way you are, girl, you're amazing just the way you are.
My first guest is definitely amazing, just the way she is. I met her when she was starring on Broadway in The Rose Tattoo. I cannot wait to see her in the upcoming In the Heights movie. I'm so happy to welcome Isabella Iannelli to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Isabella.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? I'm doing great.
That's so great to hear. I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. How have you been doing during this, like, super crazy time?
I've been doing okay. We've been doing a lot of Zooms with my family and friends. And recently, we do Zooms on Saturday nights with my family that all brings us together, and we do a lot of games and so much fun.
That sounds, like, so exciting, and thank goodness to technology, and especially Zoom, because now we're able to talk to family members, friends, or people we don't even know yet, and we're all able to communicate and basically see each other again during this.
Yeah, thank God for technology. If not, we wouldn't be able to be seeing each other, so it's great, yes.
Yeah, and I know that you have some amazing projects coming out soon. Can you tell us about them?
So we recently got amazing news that Comedy Central picked up our Netflix special, John Mulaney and the Sack Lunch Bunch. So if you haven't seen that, it's a funny, amazing kid special. They should definitely check out. And we also got amazing news that we got nominated for 2 Emmys. One for Outstanding Variety Special in all, and the other one for Outstanding Writers of the Variety Special. So honored for this to happen. Like, oh my God, it's crazy. It really is.
That really is crazy. And I know that you're also in another movie. It's a little show called In the Heights.
Yes, In the Heights.
Do you know when it's going to be released?
It's being released next summer in June on Father's Day. And the reason why is because Lin-Manuel Miranda said it's such a special movie and it's too big of a production for it just to go onto On Demand. He wanted to be on the big screen, so it got pushed out a year, which is fine because I get that. Like, it is just a huge, big production that really needs to be on the big screen, so...
Oh, and did you get to work with Lin-Manuel?
Oh, yes, I did. He's so nice. He's such a good man. Whatever role you have, if you're a cast member or if you're behind the scenes, he will treat you with respect. Like, I learned so much from him.
He's
an amazing man. Oh, and also, he brought me back for a trailer release party, so I got to dance for Warner Brothers and a whole bunch of people at this party for the trailer release, and we got to all see it, and it was like the best experience. It was and he's just like amazing to work with too. He's so good with kids and with everybody.
That sounds like such an amazing experience, being able to work with him, because he's an incredible songwriter, dancer, musician, composer, singer. Yeah, that's incredible.
Yep.
Now, did COVID impact any of the other projects you were working on?
Actually, I got cast as young Gloria Stefan. That will be at the Muni in St. Louis. It was actually supposed to be happening this week, but they pushed it out a summer. But yes, and also John Rua, our choreographer for the show, he was one of the original people in Hamilton, which is like crazy.
It's a really small world.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, since everything is now online and there really is no such thing as live theater, at least currently, because everyone is stuck indoors and the magic of quarantine, how have you been staying connected to the arts while at home?
So I've been taking dance classes virtually, and I've been doing voice lessons and acting lessons during this. And I've been participating in Broadway concerts to raise money for COVID-19. And I've also been continuing to support all of my friends who are artists in this industry, and by watching whatever they're doing, like, just supporting them. Yes.
Would you like to sing a song with me today?
I would love to, of course.
What song would you like to sing, and why did you select the song?
I will be singing It Won't Be Long Now, and I selected it because it gives me hope that this will all be over soon, and that we will all be back together again as a community, that we will be able to see each other and actually be normal. So it gives me a lot of faith.
Yeah, and that's such a beautiful message, and the song is beautiful, and you have an amazing voice.
And thank you so much.
I'm just really excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go.
Thank you. Let's do it.
Wonderful, Isabella. I think you would be an incredible Vanessa in the Heights revival one day. My next guest toured the country with me on the Broadway National Tour of A Christmas Story and then went on to star in the Fox TV special, A Christmas Story Live. I'm so happy to welcome Allie Kiesel.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show today.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be on.
I had so much fun being on the National Broadway Tour for Christmas Story with you, and I loved getting to watch you on A Christmas Story live. It was so amazing seeing you in it. From your experience, how did the two versions differ?
Well, I'd say the main difference was the amount of rehearsal time that we got for each show. While we were on tour, we only got 3 weeks to rehearse, and then the rest of the time was spent traveling to the cities and performing. Well, in the live show, we had about around 2.5 months to rehearse, and then we only had 1 day to perform.
Wow. Did you prefer to act on live TV or live theater?
Well, I personally prefer live theater because I love getting to see all the audience's reactions.
Yeah, because with live TV, you're kind of like staring at the camera, so you know like they're watching, but you're not able to see how they're reacting.
Yeah, live TV is so different because you know that it's live and you know that they can see you, but you don't know how they're gauging the performance.
Yeah. And it's especially hard now because everything, including theater, is really shut down. And so thank goodness to like live Zoom things and live cabarets and virtual cabarets keeping the art of theater alive, really. How have you continued to stay connected to the arts during this pause?
Well, during the pause, I've been focusing more on my dance aspect of training, and I've been training constantly over Zoom with my dance studio here that I have. And recently, with the new guidelines, we've been able to drop into the studio for some in-person masterclasses.
That's amazing. Isn't it like kind of weird to be able to dance in this like pandemic world?
It is. It's so odd because there's nothing just like going to a studio after a long day and just releasing your stress by dancing. And it's just different over Zoom. I'm very grateful that we can still be able to dance, but it's just different.
It is. When theater resumes, is there a show that you can't wait to see?
Well, because of the blackout, I've been relying very heavily on listening to soundtracks, and one soundtrack that I've gotten very into is Six on Broadway, so I'm very excited to see that.
Six is such a good show. That's when theater resumes, that's going to be one of the first shows that I see. It's so good. It looks so amazing.
I know, I'm very excited.
Is there a performer that's inspired you to sing and dance?
I would say for my singing side of things, ever since I was little, I've looked up to Kristen Chenoweth. She's always been such a big role model for me. I've always loved her. Wicked was always my favorite show when I was little, and so her role as Glinda very much inspired me. But as for dancing, I would have to say Tyler Peck is one of my biggest role models. She's such an amazing ballerina, and I got the amazing chance to work with her on a show called Little Dancer once, and it was just such a surreal experience.
That's incredible, and they're both so, so incredible at what they do.
Really are.
Is there a part that you would love to play one day?
Well, ever since I was little, my dream role has always been Belle in Beauty and the Beast. I've always just connected to her character, because I feel that she wants more from her life and I want more from my life, and she loves reading, and it was just so cool to see your personality reflected in a princess at such a young age.
What song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you select that song?
I would like to sing Cockeyed Optimist from South Pacific. And I selected this song because I just relate to it so heavily. I am such an optimist, and there's always people that are telling me that I shouldn't be so optimistic and I should be more realistic, but I just can't. I'm always looking on the bright side of things.
And that's a really important message, especially for now, because we're living through a really, really hard time, especially like in a pandemic, and with now I think murder hornets again.
Yeah.
Which is like, but yeah, that's a really, really important message, and I can't wait to hear you sing the song. Here we go!
Thank you.
The sky is a bright canary yellow. and I can't get it into my head. I hear the human race is falling on its face and has it very far to go. But every whippoorwill is selling me a bill and telling me it just
was wonderful, Allie. That's such a fun song to play. Speaking of songs, I've been having so much fun on TikTok sharing original songs from the upcoming Avatar The Last Airbender musical. I've also been posting piano tracks so people can duet the songs or hashtag sing with Josh. Much to my surprise, cast members from Avatar The Last Airbender heard about it, and Greg Baldwin, who played Iroh, sang one of my songs. Here's the incredible Greg Baldwin singing my song, Enjoy the View.
Watch the tea. Watch it pour into the cup. Watch and see. Watch the water lines fill up with the leaves, although calming on its own. It brings peace in harmony, not alone. And it flows over leaves, and it goes, but never grieves. It moves on, though things seem dark and gray. It moves on, it knows no other way. As we watch the dark sky turn blue, just sit back and enjoy the view.
That was so amazing, Greg. Make sure to check out Greg on Twitter and Instagram at Greg Baldwin Iroh. If you want to sing along with me, make sure to check out my TikTok at Joshua Turchin and look for some of my piano videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. Also, if your student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com and you may get a chance to go on with the show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Isabella Iannelli, Allie Kiesel, and Greg Baldwin. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask!
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.